Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Hi, everyone, and happy Monday to everyone who has tuned into the show. Hi, I'm Nayshawn Turner, the founder and president and CEO of Uniquely Designed Coaching and the creator of the Total Empowered Woman Experience and the Total Empowered Woman Radio Show. Of course, you're listening to Uniquely Designed Talk, and this morning it's just me. It's just me, and so I wanted to talk a little bit about what I call when life hurts. And I know for many of my listeners and followers, people have wondered, where have I been? I know last week I did my first show in quite a while, and so I took a little break because life was happening. And I know that when life happens, there are several things that we need to do in order to really kind of allow ourselves to get back in a position that we were in as we were functioning in life. But here's what I really want to talk about. There was an experience that I had last year. Last year, 2015, was really, really a hard year for me. And life just came at me. I mean, it came at me in lightning speed where I really was not expecting some of the things that did take place. And so, of course, you know, I just felt discombobulated. And I don't know if how many of you can really relate to that, but it just feels like it just knocked the wind out of me. And I was trying to continue to move forward, but then I realized that there was something else that I needed to allow to take place in the midst of life coming at me. And I just want to share a little bit about pain and about disappointment and about uncertainties and things that happen in your life. For me, last year, around October or in October, my sister passed away. And it was a sudden type of situation that had happened. And it literally just threw me. I could not believe that this had happened. And because I just saw her in September, at her son's wedding, and she was so excited and so happy and all of that good stuff. And then I get a phone call in October that my sister passed away in her sleep. And to this day, we still don't really know what happened to her or why she passed away, because there was no autopsy done. And that's a whole nother story that I'm not going to get into at the moment. But it was a very difficult time, and still is, for myself and for my family. And when I went through trying to bring forth a celebration for my sister, you know, taking on a good portion of the responsibility of planning a funeral, and not only that, but making sure that my mom was okay, because my mom is a widower and she is, my sister was her primary caregiver. So I wanted to make sure she was okay, and not knowing whether or not I need to bring my mom back with me or how she was going to do with everything that had just happened and with her own health issues and all of that. It was a lot to take on. And so I stayed back for about a month there and still was trying to help put everything together and make sure that everybody was going to be okay. And so dealing with the heartbreak, the sadness of losing my sister, in whom I was really, really close to. I mean, she was one of my greatest cheerleaders for whatever that was going on in my life. She celebrated me. We talked almost every day, and so I miss her a lot. And so it was very heartbreaking when I found out that she passed away. And so after my sister passed away, of course, the next month, which was November, I was coming back home because my husband was to have surgery. When he went into surgery, and the doctor comes out and tells me that he believed that my husband has lymphoma. And so that was another blow. And I was like, oh, God, this cannot be happening. For those of you who don't know, my husband has had thyroid cancer, and so he had his thyroid removed some years ago. And so this brought back all of those moments where I was wondering, okay, what's going to happen? And, of course, the pathology report had not come back yet, and so we had to wait to find out what was going to happen. But the doctor was so sure that this was lymphoma. And so he said, you know, I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. When I took the tumors out, I'm almost 100% sure that it is lymphoma. And so we need to discuss his treatment and how we're going to move forward. And so I was like, wow, you know. And so immediately I had called my mother-in-law and asked her to pray. And, of course, I talked to my best friend, and she began to pray and to cover me and Keith and in prayer. And then after that, in November, in the end of November, my father-in-law passes away. And so I had many, many things that happened that just really shook me at the core. And I began to realize that, you know what, life is hurting right now. And there were several things that I had to do. And it wasn't easy for me to just move forward and to move on as though, you know, this is just some other thing that has taken place. But it was really painful, and it was really hurtful, and I felt like I was going into a dark place. And I realized that there were different things that I need to put into place for me. Long story short, of course, my husband does not have cancer. Praise God for that. The pathology report came back and said that he was whole, and he was fine. And so, but it was still dealing with all the other grief that I had experienced. And I know that when you go through life issues and when life hurts in a really bad way, there are a lot of times people don't know what to do. They don't know how to help you. It really, people are uncomfortable with pain. And so I know that some of you may be struggling to bounce back and to move forward and to go on with life. And one of the things you don't have to be ashamed of is when you're going through your go-through, because the bottom line is this, is that we're all broken in some type of way. Either you're broken now or you have been broken. And so you just need to identify what kind of broken are you. But the good news is that you don't have to stay broken. And so I just want to give a few points on which I did in coping and still doing as I cope and move forward in my life. And one of the things that I realized is that, first of all, you have to push pause. You have to push pause. It's so important for us to take time out for ourselves and just allow, first of all, for our brain to wrap around whatever just happened in your life. I had to do that. I had to just push pause. So, you know, I know some people say, well, you know, you got a business and you got all this other stuff that's going on and all of that. And yes, I have a business and clients and opportunities that were coming to me and wanting me to do this and that and the other. But I knew that my first priority is to take care of me. And so I had to push pause. I had to push pause and allow myself to first of all just sit in my pain and to give myself a moment to catch my breath with all of the news and with all of the disappointment and with all of the uncertainties that I was going through. And so I had to just push pause. And so I would just want to encourage you to allow yourself to just push pause. It's okay. You don't have to be Superwoman or Superman, if there's any man that's listening to this podcast, but you just need to take some time, you know, just to allow yourself, you know, to just take in everything that has happened in your life. When you do that, you allow some other things to take place. And so one of the things that I say and that I had to learn is to get still, that when you get still, you get clear. And so I had to get still, and so I wasn't talking to a lot of people, and I had a lot of people hit me up on Facebook or send me messages or email me or call me or text me and saying, hey, what's going on? Are you okay? What's happening? And I had to have a moment where I didn't need to talk to everybody. I didn't want to talk to everybody. And so because when you're in the midst of life issues that are happening to you, you know, sometimes you feel like you're in a fog. And so my need to get clarity was to get still and to really hear what God is saying to me in the midst of this, because I know that He is a healer of a broken heart. And so my heart was broken. And so I turned to God and I allowed Him to really minister to me. And it's funny because I had a lot of people say a lot of strange things to me during this time, that some of them were very hurtful. I had one person say, well, you know, you can't get stuck there. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be stuck anywhere, but my sister just passed away 2 weeks ago, and that was at that particular time. And so, and others were, you know, saying things like, you know, I'm getting a message from your whole story, you know, that I can minister and preach. And I was like, wow, is this what it's for you? And so I know a lot of people didn't know what to say or what to do. And so sometimes it's just good to after you push pause, just to get still, to get alone with yourself so that you can get clear, get alone with God so that He can really minister to you. So the second thing or the third thing I wanted to just share with those of you who may be in this place of hurt is to know that this is a process, that you're going through a process, and you don't let anybody push you to get out of that process. You know, sometimes people want to push you through and want to hurry you through and feel like, you know, well, by now you should be okay, or by now you should be able to do this and that, you know, because a lot of times while you're going through whatever you're going through, you know, people are still pulling on you. People are still needing things from you. And so you need to be able to let them know that you're in a place right now and not allow them to push you out of that place in order to meet their needs, but that you are in a place of getting your needs met. And so that's really important. I had my best friend, she had told me, Joy Williams, she had told me, she said, you know, she said, it's important for you to make sure that you grieve completely so that you can heal completely. And I've always kept that in mind. I've always held on to that because I know how important it is to just allow yourself to be healed completely, you know, so that you can be whole and so that you can minister or to conduct yourself or to help other people in a way that now you have been secured in your heart and in your mind, and that it's not like the picture I have on Facebook for this radio show about being a broken egg with a Band-Aid over it, but now you are whole again. And so that's really important if you're going to be effective in life, effective in what you do, whether it is as an entrepreneur, whether it is as a mom, as a wife, as a minister, or whatever you do, you need to make sure that you're okay. And my fourth point, I just wanted to say, in order to ensure that sometimes you have to get support, and whatever that may look like for you, for some it may mean going to a counselor, for some it may mean going to a support group. And one of the things that I decided to do, our church offers what's called Grief Share, and it is a national program for those who have experienced grief. And so I decided to go there and to talk about some of the things that I have gone through within this past year. And so it's important to look into ways to support yourself and to allow yourself to get back onto that road of life, you know, when life has knocked you off of that road. And so I just wanted this to be a time of transparency where you guys can kind of know what's been going on with me and how I have been moving through this process in my life, this journey in my life, so that I can be a better Nayshawn and be able to recognize that not only what I go through is for me, but I realize that it's for somebody else. And so if I can take everything that I've gone through and it can help you, then that's what I want to be able to do. And I hope that this little mini broadcast today will be able to help someone. And so I just really want to encourage you that, yes, you know, when you go through life and life hurts and all the real things come at you, whether it's a transition in your life from being employed to being unemployed, whether it's a divorce, whether it's death, whatever it is that you're going through that's hurt you, that's brought pain in your life and you want to move forward, I want you to realize that there is a way that you can continue to move through, and with the help of God, you will get there. And so so I just wanted to share that a little bit of my story of what's been going on. In addition to I did have some health issues and kind of moving through those too. So that has kind of been another thing when life hurts on a physical level, not just on a heart or emotional level, but on a physical level. Sometimes it can bring, you know, a time for you to just kind of say, okay, let me make sure that I'm good, even in my own health. And so taking care of yourself, pushing pause is so critical, as I said earlier, to make sure that you're taking care of yourself, to get still so that you can get clear and just allow your heart to lay out there bare so that God can do something and heal you, and so others can know that, okay, this is a time where I'm not looking for a lot of voices and a lot of people to say certain things, but God will lead you to the right people, and they will be helpful at the appointed time to help you through this process, and to know that it is a process. It is a process. You can't rush through it. You can't try to make it go away, but it's about really going through it. And then the other thing is just get support. So I hope that you guys have enjoyed this particular broadcast. I hope it was helpful to those of you, again, who may be going through something that's very painful, something that is overwhelming in your life, to know that there is hope and life hurts now, but the pain will subside and that you will get better. And it's all about getting better and getting whole. So listen, if you guys enjoyed the show, I really would love for you guys to, oh, we have a caller. Let's see. Let's take the caller right now. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hello, Nayshawn.
Hi.
This is Audrey.
Hi, Audrey. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you. I just wanted to call in and to say thank you for sharing your story and with such great strength and grace. And the fact that you're still inspiring others and giving God the glory. And I think what the most important thing that I'm taking away from this is when life hurts, as I've had my own hurts, own personal tragedies and things that you just wonder why. I think that the most important thing that I'm taking away this morning from you is that through all of it, you continue to give God glory. And I just thank you for sharing this morning from your heart.
Thank you, Audrey.
And going
thank
to that
you,
vulnerable place.
Thank you. Thank you. And I, you know, because I also believe that, you know, it is important to be transparent and to be vulnerable, because other people want to know. You know, sometimes they see you in a different light all the time. They see you in one particular light, rather. And, you know, many times they don't know that you're human, too, and that you hurt, too, and that life comes at you, too. And so regardless of how strong you may be and regardless of what your vocation is, where you may be empowering and helping other people, that sometimes in life there is something that comes in all of our lives that sometimes this can knock the wind out. And so how do you recover from that? How do you get the oxygen to breathe again and to live again and to move forward again? So thank you for calling and just for sharing, because I know that you have a story as well. And I've seen, you know, how God has moved in your life and sustained you and brought you to a whole new place of wholeness and healing. So thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, Nishan.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
So I don't know if there's anyone else that wanted to call and share their story or their version of how they have been moving forward through life, but I do want to just encourage you that you do have a story, and your story matters, and that what has happened in our lives is something that we want to really take the lesson from. And sometimes one of the lessons that I've learned through this is that we're not going to know why. I've asked God why about all of these things. Why did this happen? What's going on with this? What does this all mean? And can I be honest with you guys and say I haven't gotten the answer for a lot of this. But I do know that in not having the answer, my greatest responsibility is to trust Him, that God knows what He's doing, and that, you know, when I can't, you know, figure it all out and when I don't have all the answers, you know, He's able in time to make things well with you. And so allow yourself to grab hold of Him and to know that it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. Your life may seem upside down right now, but it's going to be okay, and you will move through this. And so I just wanted to just share, you know, my testimony and to share what's really been going on with me. And listen, I want you guys to follow me. If you enjoy the show, hit the follow button on Blog Talk Radio. Please leave a comment. You can leave it on Blog Talk. You can leave it on Facebook. My Facebook is Nishan Turner-Uniquely Designed Coaching. I'm also on Twitter. Just use the @ Nishan _Twitter on the Twitter handle. I'm also doing Periscope, and we'll be starting some new series called Empower Your Spirit, Empower Your Life. And so I really look forward to hearing from you guys, and I want you all to have a fantastic and blessed day. Thank you for joining Uniquely Designed Talk, where it's all about empowering you to uniquely design your life. You guys have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be, as we empower you to uniquely design your life.
Hello, caller?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I'm calling in because I've been listening to your show this morning, and I just want to tell you, God has truly preserved you, because you would never know.
Wow.
Hello?
Well, thank you.
So I just
and who is this
say,
I'm talking to?
Huh?
Who is this I'm talking to?
This is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, keep doing what you're doing, sweetie, because it is, you're a living testimony, and you give the rest of us hope to know that we're not alone, because there's some people that may never speak about their experiences of death. You know, they want you to believe that, you know, they've got it all under control. But the point that, the fact that you can be so vulnerable to an audience all across the world globally lets us all know as women, because I think sometimes as women we think that we have to carry the burden alone, and that if we release this information that people will think less of us. But I'm just telling you that there's strength in your weakness today. So thank you for sharing, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you. And that's my goal. It doesn't, and I want to let people know that it doesn't take away from who you are, because if we all are real and if we all are being truthful, you know, because we like to, you know, we're in a world of make-believe. We're in a world of where everybody wants to pretend like everything is okay all the time, and it's not, you know, and especially when we look on Facebook and other things, we're always showing our best self. But it's important that if we want to transform lives, and that's what my calling is all about, is transforming lives and helping, you know, people, especially women, to be empowered, to live an empowered life. And being empowered means to actually to be transparent, you know, and not to be afraid of your own truth and your own story. And so it's important for that to take place. And so, you know, if I'm going to lead in that area of empowerment, then I have to lead by example. And so, but I give God praise for what he's done. And I know that it's only been him that has walked me through to where I am right now. And so thank you for sharing what you shared. And it encourages my heart as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was an after-the-show call, and so I'm so grateful for those of you who did call in, and so I was taking a few more calls after we had actually gone off the air, or at least the music had played, but I thank you guys so much for just sharing your heart and the impact that this particular broadcast has had on you. And if you have any questions, if you want to get in touch with me, of course, you can email me at nashawn@uniquelydesignedcoaching.com, and I would love to talk to you, love to hear your story, and to keep you encouraged and moving forward. So on that note, I'm going to end this broadcast, and I look forward to hearing from all of you also. Have a great day.